Station 12, Sundial. Bible text. My times are in thy hand. Psalm 31, verse 16. Doing the right job at the right time is vital where work in the vineyard is concerned. But how do we know what time it is? Digital clocks are a phenomenon of the computer age. The oldest way of telling the time was by the sun. Even prehistoric man could tell how the day was progressing from the shadow of a freestanding tree. By marking the ground, it was possible to arrange when to meet. A 2,500-year-old papyrus records the rendezvous of two lovers. When your shadow measures 16 feet, Berenike, Anasis will await thee in the olive grove. Usually the exact measurement of time had ritual origins. The pointed obelisks in Egypt were set up in public places to create shadows that could be used to tell the time and show people when to pray. In Christian monasteries too, the monks needed to know the exact time of day for the liturgy of the hours by means of sundials or sand and water clocks. The first mechanical clocks were not invented until around 1300 AD, and they were so large and expensive that they were only suitable for public buildings and church towers. In the present day, the chimes they produce still have the function of bringing people together. They give structure to the day and coordinate the rhythm of work and rest, of activity and prayer. And they invite us to pause occasionally and remember the Lord of all times. In the Bible, time is the opposite of eternity. Our time on earth is defined by its limitations, being of few days and full of trouble, Job 14 verse 1. There are fat years and lean years, Genesis 41, and to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 14. The lifespan given to us is a time of probation, and we do well to redeem the time, Ephesians 5 verse 16, and use it sensibly. In the story of creation, we learn how God creates time and order out of chaos. The final destination is the greatest Sabbath imaginable, when we enter into rest with God, Hebrews 4 verse 9, and time will be no longer, Revelation 10 verse 6.